Here we go. Light body meditation. Calling in Uranus. Calling in all of our multidimensional friends, our teachers, our starseed family, our seen friends, and our counterparts, our seen and our Lyran friends, and the whales, and many of the whales. The whales that are coming in are bringing a joyous, exuberant energy because they are, not all of them are the same dimension as Herman, which requires us to use our multidimensional wings and perceptions and our higher sensory perceptions. And then just go ahead and take a few breaths. Soften your eyes. And with just a breath or two, we're going to bring in optimal coherence, our highest coherence that we can achieve in our body at this time. And a breath to turn on all of our higher sensory perceptions that are now awakened in our DNA process of returning our original blueprint. And we now have full access to what has been opened in our bodies and our light bodies at this time. And take a deep breath and grow your light body. Grow it to be large and larger. More you can experience more this way with more intensity. And isn't that what this is all about? Intensity for being alive on this planet now. And bringing in our cosmic mother, the mother of creation, who has been overriding a lot of the pink codes that you have been experiencing. Very encouraged that we are sensing so much of what is being offered to us and so much more. And relax your shoulders and release all of that burden that we have, all of that responsibility, all of any mistakes, perceived mistakes, which there are none. There's no bad actors here. We've gotten it right every step of the way. Because it is choice. And relax the back of your tongue. And even more. There are some nerve endings in this area, back of the tongue, going all the way up to the cranium. The cranial, which one of the cranial nerves going up, has long been asleep. This hypoglossal nerve, which we know it as that which activates when we swallow, but there's so much more to this nerve. And as we open our multidimensional higher sensory perceptions, we may begin to feel or notice that this area may want attention. So maybe some soothing drinks, and maybe you may even want to pick it up and move it or play with your tongue, moving it from side to side and in and out. Imagine that you can taste the plasma, the quality of plasma in the breath. And as you submerge yourself in bath or water, you are getting accustomed to the plasma fields. You're getting accustomed to vibrations moving through your body now with higher sensory perceptions open. Just go ahead and soften the crown, your forehead, and soften it even more. Many anomalies will come as these higher sensory perceptions begin to come on board. You can even imagine that you are growing younger, for it might feel like that at times, that you have this exuberance, this childlike, and as we know, our multidimensional template is age is very different than what has been experienced for millennium now. So let's just plant that seed that you actually can begin to feel in your body, even if you don't look from the outer. It comes from the inside first, that you may find this exuberance and some life source pockets that you may have had and delight as a child. But we digress. We want to welcome you. The whales welcome you. So much exciting information that I would love to point to you, but we know our time is brief. So let us just take a few more breaths. Climb on the back of your beloved whale friends. And journey with them. Lie down. Feel completely escorted, cared for, and the magnitude of protection. Really feel protected by your whale for all of the dimensions that you go. Take a moment of gratitude, for they are with us as pioneers walking out front in these plasma fields, embodying the liquid plasma light. We have divine guides in our whales. And here we go. We're going to spiral the globe together a couple of times in light speed, one of our optimal modes of travel, and then we're going to go inward into the oceans, inward into the central core, inward to the center of the earth, and go into we are being requested, our presence for our class today, to do it in the center Mother Earth would like us to be right in her bosom as we sit down, find our comfortable seats, find our way into our heart, find our way into our sanctuary, the sanctuary that we walk up into our heart, the many, many steps that we walk up into the sanctuary that leads us into the sanctuary in our heart, into our own sanctuary, where we find ourselves in a crystalline palace. We're going to use our double diamond octahedron and spin it at the speed at which we find ourselves now in the collective crystalline palace of our previous created journeys. Ones where we have created rooms in them for children. And we have also spent some time in the gardens, the restorative gardens, the restorative healing gardens. Let's just go for a walk in this crystalline palace. We're going to walk through the halls and we're just going to look into the rooms that we created, the ones that we created for the children. We can visit and just peek in and see the children playing. It's very active. We're going to walk down. We're going to find one of our grand doorways out to the terrace. And again, out into the incredible gardens of life force. We're just going to take a quick stroll through the gardens and look at what some of the things we didn't even notice the last time. And we'll look over the lawn and we'll look over the bridge that we created. It's still there. It is still magnificent and it is being used. It is in place. It is fortified. And it's great. And we're going upstairs to the spa room. We'll find our way walking up these incredibly grand crystal or marble looking stairs to an area where there is it's a spa room, but it's filled with water. There are showers on the right, just with this perfect amount of mist coming down, keeping the humidity and the fragrances optimally. There is this enormous sunken whirlpool-like pools with seats, and you walk down into them, and you actually have your own little circular area, but close enough to communicate and talk and grab your spot and your spa. Drinks are being offered. Relax. Into the warming, soothing temperature, restorative waters of the spa. Hmm. is here where we'll rejuvenate. We will relax ourselves so beautifully. Relax our bodies. Our neck begins to relax. Our shoulders. Our entire body is completely feeling luscious and supported. And the waters are beginning to change to a very similar composition to a high frequency blood, you know, the plasma, the consistency of the blood, so that what it feels like is that we don't have a membrane. We don't have the edges of our, we feel we are easily plasma beings. This is definitely a way that we feel that, you know, we're not limited. Our body can really take the whole container, fill up the whole container of our spacious circular pod bubble bath. And there's music. Again, it feels like it's just coming from everywhere in all directions in perfect pitch. And as we listen, we're just going to relax and feel and sense what's occurring in our bodies, because the frequency being played in this palace is for our bones, for us to feel what's occurring. Remember, we have our multisensory perceptions. They have multiple lenses, and they can go easily to this frequency of perception. As we listen to the music, celestial music, we're just allow our bones to be cleansed as well. These frequencies are cleansing the bones. Take a moment to feel the various bones. Some maybe feel more active than others. Might be the ones in your neck or your ankles. You might feel the big bones of your legs. Or maybe you feel some movement in your jawbone or your hip bone. Let's begin to feel a cleansing. It's almost as if you've had a facial for your bones, and all the pores are now super clean. It's not carrying any density, anything at all. Just feel this cleanliness go through your system. Use your eyes to just check out different bones. You may even see them change to a whiter color. Check out your rib cage, your arm bones, and your beautiful, beautiful skull. You can see multidimensionally. You can use your new perception to look at your bones from every angle. Watching the sound clean these. Supercharge them. So that it's getting down to your true history. The truth of your history is right here in the bones. Yes, we're polishing the bones. This music is polishing the bones. You can begin to even sense how smooth they're becoming. Like a facial creates smoothness on your face. The smoothness of your bones. Let's allow the light codes within the music to perfect all of your bones. Restore them so that they move now as they would in its optimal space and time. And going inside to the bones, imagine you've got your glasses and your x-ray glasses and you're going to look right into the center of the bones. And I'm going to zoom in. It's kind of like a gem factory here. Where it makes, your DNA is making diamonds in there. Yes, and your awareness now is going to, just with your intention, you're going to go and say a prayer over some of the newly formed crystals that are forming to be soon to be going out into your blood. But let's put on with our intention. We'll etch it in beautiful roses of intention into the crystalline faces, our intentions just now. This is can be personal. Oh, what you would like to program. But let's take 4 or 5 of the crystals that are being made and let's program them for our new body. For the way that we can create in our new body, what would we like to restore or even create as a way of optimal experience, health, and well-being? Bring in your God self for creating with God. Everything is possible. May have a memory of that you would like to bring up and re-experience and bring that up and out. That's how it held in there and it's crystal. or maybe it's a new. Way of posture, a way of walking in the world, a way of experiencing your body, your beauty, your essence, your gifts. A way of experiencing of your complete healed and restored body. How would you like to amplify? And let's go ahead and invite the Solar Rishi to witness this so that he actually even helps us amplify in our experiment, in our play today. Allow them to amplify that as a guide for us today. They would like to amplify so these notes get played for us as a lullaby when we're in our body, a gentle, relaxing lullaby that goes out onto the interior planes of our body, of our knowing, of our experience. And let's move to this can happen in various bones, and we invite you to try it out in a particular bone area, creating it the new vibratory sound, music frequencies to be played. You can try this out in various bones in your body. This is a matrix. This is a crystalline matrix, divine part of your being. It's, again, like the source codes of creation, getting back into the groove of using them, out of practice for a couple million years, or so it seems. And we're going to be masters of our light body. We're going to know how to go into the specific areas and listen and invite in our friends. There are so many friends that can help us now until we really feel like we are our own masters of our body. It's understandable we don't feel that now. And that's why we'll take a Solar Rishi amplifying. Friend. And let's go ahead, and they're handing us some like incredibly magic crystalline field like gauze, like this gossamer fabric. And they want to go ahead and wrap that area of the bodies. Maybe there was one, two, or three areas where you actually went into your bones. And they want to offer you to wrap the bone now in this etheric cloth of rainbow light and frequency. It's gossamer fabric. And we're going to wrap that area of the body back up so that we have this special protection as the programmed crystals make their final way into the bloodstream. And now we're going to come out. You're going to switch our multidimensional glasses. And now we're going to go back to our sunbeam field where we're interlocking our arms and walking towards the sun, because we want to go in and walk right on in, walk over the threshold and into the sun and the sunbeams with the seven central suns along this sunbeam highway, or we're all aligned. And we want to align our light body now, those intentions that we just declared that we would like to manifest in our body. We're now going to align that with our God essence. So we're going to walk right on into the sun. We'll feel the warmth of the sun as we allow the blazing sun to add its frequencies, the highest frequencies of those creations, to be in masterful alignment with our God self and in alignment with the suns, the many suns, and in alignment with our soul, our sun, our soul mission. And we may feel the gossamer fabric where we have wrapped our bodies. And as we walk towards the sun, you know, an alchemical experience happening. Dissolving and manufacturing or magically creating ourselves anew. And we would like to emphasize that this working with these laws of creation that we're working with, we first know this intimately. We first master it in our own being before we go anywhere beyond our being. We understand how it feels and the process. And with our guides assisting us in knowing when and the degree to which this is helpful given our light quotient at this time, our very varying light quotient. It is still not stabilized. We're working towards that. We are a pulsating light frequency. And as you spend time in your orb or your crystalline palace, or time in the crystalline palace garden, or spend more time in the crystalline palace healing waters, spa waters, or you spend time in the gardens. And we invite you to do this in the evening. You have busy days. Definitely feel invited to spend time in the crystalline palace in the day. However, you have lots of time in the evening to spend in this perfectly designed for your station of where you are in as a member of this earth experience now. This crystalline palace is designed to do with the restoration tweaks needed for us. So we recommend intending to spend your evenings asleep at this place. Soften your eyes, relax. You may be feeling some solar shifts, some sun shifts, depending on your intentions that you set in your crystals. This was a very powerful practice, so we would expect that you begin to feel some of your own creative power. And modulate as necessary. Adjust. And observe. I'll take you back now. You may find yourself back in the spa tub, not wanting to leave. You have at your disposal the gossamer robes that you will always have whenever you come, available here. Walking down, you may see sights of the garden and the outside grounds as you begin to make your way from the crystalline palace. You may speak to your attendants and let them know you will return. As you make your way down the steps, making your way into your heart, into your body, into your awareness of the beloveds on this call. Let us bow in gratitude for our friends that assisted us today, the new whales and the familiar pod and friends and blessings.